Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs. Archie. Tripod Superdogs was inspired by photographer Sarah Loveland's own three-legged dog, Ruby. I'm Julie Hill. Gemma told me about life with her working cocker spaniel, Archie, who goes at life full pelt with three legs.
He makes me laugh. He's a character. He's quite funny. He's quite loving. He loves being around us. Me and my partner, Scott, have just moved in together in December. Yeah. That was just a month after he had his amputation. So yeah. Scott's got two teenagers and I've got two teenagers. So he just loves being around anybody. Yeah. Whoever's in the house, he'll go and lie next to them. So he's quite a family dog.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds perfect for him. Yeah. I was thinking, like, for a lot of gun dogs, a lot of dogs. But my Labrador would have loved that. There were six people in the house. It's like, oh, brilliant. There's always somebody there.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely loves being around people. He likes playing games, searching for treats in the garden and in the house. He loves anything like that. What else? He loves walks. Especially if there's mud or water, he'll be straight into it.
Oh, bless him.
We can't leave him in the back garden on his own because he can still dig a hole with one front leg.
Wow, now that's a talent.
So he has done that a few times in my new house. Obviously my partner wasn't used to having a dog, so when we moved in together I said to him, you need to keep an eye on him in the garden. But he has been distracted a few times, and when he's gone back, there's been a big hole in the grass.
Oh dear. So, you know, you can't really. I wouldn't have the heart to tell him off then.
No, well, it wasn't his fault.
No, bless him. Yeah. Not that I would tell a dog off. Let's not think it. But you know what I mean? You know, go, oh, I wouldn't even be able to do that. I'd like, oh, all right then. That was quite clever. Oh, bless him. Okay, so we're talking because Archie is a tripod dog. He's got three legs. So tell me, you know, how did he lose a leg? What happened?
We're just walking him in an area that we're normally walking, and it's got a stream, and he likes to go in the stream, and it's a bit lower than the actual grass, so he was jumping in and out, which is something that he would always do. We're just near the end of the walk, and he jumped in, and I couldn't hear any splashing, so I went to have a look, and he was yelping a little bit, and he wouldn't come out, so I had to go in, and when I picked him up, I noticed his leg was just kind of hanging. So I thought the worst. Obviously, I thought he's broke his leg. So luckily, we were in the car and we went straight up to the vets, and they did see he'd broke it. So he was taken to a hospital where he had a scan, and they said it was like an accident waiting to happen because they found that he had two small fissures on either side of his both legs where they hadn't fused together when he was growing. And she said it was quite a common thing in spaniels, but I wasn't aware of this. So obviously that fault was there already. So they tried to do an operation with pins and a screw. And I think 4 weeks into recovery, he realised that it wasn't working. So he tried again, and then the same thing happened. And the vet said, we can try a third time or we can amputate his leg, but his other leg will need a pin put through it as well because that's not going to be safe. That could fracture as well.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and then he said, but the third option is to put him to sleep. But he was only four at the time, and I just thought, you know, is it going to work? Is it worth putting him through it after he's already been through the two operations? You know, it was a really hard decision.
Yeah.
But I just thought he's really young and I've just got to give him a chance. So we did. And luckily it was successful and he made a full recovery.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So
brilliant.
That's happy ending.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is a really personal call to make, isn't it? You know,
I think
everybody's going to have a different opinion on what would be right for them and for their dog. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, but you, because I'm thinking, like, with our dogs, if they enjoy being with you, you know, and they get a kick out of that, and it's not just about running and chasing, but like, you know, we've had a border collie that I would have thought, oh gosh, if you couldn't run, actually,
Yeah.
I might give you a shot at how you adapt to that, but I'm not sure. Do you know what I mean?
That was a concern. Yeah because he is very active as a working cocker. He just wants to be out doing jobs.
He
runs after birds when we're out. He was always running after a ball, which now I think probably didn't help at the time, but unbeknown to us. He did. He was very, very active. I used to take him running. But I saw a change in him after his operation, and obviously he couldn't go out, so he adapted quite well to that. So I thought, well, it's having three legs is going to be better than what he's going through now, so I'm sure he'll be fine. So I obviously spoke to my children at the time, because it was an option to put him to sleep, because I just didn't want him to be put through anything else at the time, you know. But yeah, we just decided that he deserved another chance. So
And that's a really but that's a really difficult decision, because I always think, you know, my sort of benchmark is, am I doing this for the dog, or am I doing this for me? But but it becomes really complicated, because then you think, well, you know, is having three legs better for the dog, or is it for me? Well, you know, it's so interconnected, and it's so difficult to pick apart and find what your motivation really is. It's really, really, but and it's complicated, and it's a huge decision.
Yeah, I think what helped me was being on these face group sites like Tripaws and the Working Cocker Spaniel group, because there was a few people who had Tripaw Working Cockers, and they were sending me pictures, they were sending me videos of them running around, and that information was like really, really helpful. And also when he came out of surgery and came home, and you're worrying, have I done the right thing? You're feeling guilty, because he was really, really down and quite depressed, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously in his head, he's got four legs, and it's like the psychological adapting to it, isn't it? And learning to walk again in a different way, in a different rhythm. But the people on these groups were amazing, and that's what really helped. So I did put videos and tracked his progress in case anybody else was ever in that position on that group.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
But after about a week or so, he wouldn't go out in the garden at first. For the first week, we had to carry him out to do his business. But then after that, he started to do like old things that he used to do, like pinching me slipper and hiding behind the curtain, and all these little things were coming back, you know. Yeah. So when I saw that, it was definitely like a relief, and I definitely knew I'd made the right decision.
Yeah. Oh, bless him. Yeah. I mean, my only experience of sort of having a dog that, I wouldn't say that poorly, but that immobile kind of thing.
Yeah.
We had a Bichon Frise who ruptured a cruciate ligament. And as you say, she was doing something she'd done 100 times before. They found, she and our Labrador found a puddle, and they were jumping in and out the puddle, and they were really excited, and she was running. And then there was no change. She didn't cry. She didn't make a noise, but she just stopped using the leg, and she was like picking the leg up. And she was still bothered with it the next day. And it was a cruciate ligament rupture. And so that was like different, because that was sort of, if we can get you through this, you'll have four legs back. You know, we didn't have to make that decision. But that was, she was so miserable and kind of bedraggled, you know, after the operation. And they look so poorly, and you poor little thing.
I think I didn't want to see him with the three legs. I was really like worried about it, like what he was going to look like. And I didn't want to see the big scar. So what we found was he didn't like the cones, you know, where them getting to the stitches. So I bought some baby vests with long sleeves, and I asked the vet to put that on him, and he did. So I didn't have to look at it straight away, so I could just get used to it my own time, because I think it's a shock when he's had all his hair shaved off. His skin was bright red. He just looked awful. I just felt so guilty and bad for him that I think, you know, covering him up a little bit helped.
I mean, that's one of the things I wanted to ask about, sort of both. So how did he adapt? But also, how did you adapt? Because my instinct would be, I'm going to wrap you up in cotton wool. Yeah. You're not going to do all the normal dog things. I'm going to be really careful with, you know. So how do you feel that you both like adapted to that new life?
That was, I think I just took it at his pace, and I think you know your own dog, and I think you can tell when they're ready to do things. And he basically told me what he was ready to do. Like, he didn't want to go in the garden for the first week, so I did carry him. And then I remember the first time he got off his bed to greet us, I'd been out and I came in and he got up and he had his toy in his mouth and he was wagging his tail. And that was like about a week or so after the operation. And I thought, oh, well, that's an improvement. And just like all these tiny little steps that he was taking kind of spurred me on to think, well, he will get back to his old self, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, he was pretty much on lead walks within a few weeks.
Wow.
So he done really well, but obviously he had the pin in his other leg as well, which was an issue. So we had to, I think it was about 4 weeks, we had to wait until we were allowed to take him out on like a 10-minute lead walk.
Yeah. Wow.
And he was desperate to get out. He was ready. You could tell he was ready to go. So we just took him for a little walk and he was quite happy. Yeah. So
yeah. Oh, bless him. Bless him. So does he have to sort of slow down? Is it a case that like he has to not go so fast or not do quick turns? I mean, how do you have to take care of that leg?
Well, the vet didn't really say a lot about that. He just kind of said he'll know when he's had enough. He may want to rest a bit more. Obviously it's harder work walking on three legs, but he doesn't go running with me anymore, and we don't throw a ball anymore for him. But we do take him to the beach and the country park and let him off his lead, and he just runs as fast as he's ever run.
Yeah.
We keep him away from anything where he can jump down into, make sure it's flat.
Yeah.
But apart from that, he's just like he used to be.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Now, when you're out and about then, and people see him, because I was going to say, how do people react? Now, obviously, sometimes I've seen, particularly this one greyhound has adapted so well, you don't really even notice she's only got three legs. So, but I mean, so how do people react? Do they notice?
Well, when he's running, if he runs past anybody, they don't realise until he actually stops. And then they'll say to me, he's only got three legs. How amazing is that? He's so fast. But it's more noticeable when he's just walking on his lead.
Yeah.
The slower he's going, the more noticeable it is. So you will get like young children staring at him, and some of them will say, why has he only got three legs? Which is fine, you know, I'm happy saying that. Yeah. And even with adults, you know, they'll ask and I'm happy to tell them. And I'm happy to say it doesn't stop him, he's still the same dog he was. And you know, you'll get the sympathy looks and they'll be, oh, what a shame, oh, bless him. But I'll say, oh, don't feel sorry for him.
Yes.
He doesn't need any sympathy.
No.
But yeah, so it's mostly positive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, excellent. Because I mean, I think that's, you know, there's a hashtag in there, hashtag be more dog. And I think sometimes we can, not we should, but you know, it's easy to get bogged down in, oh, you know, I've got this problem or that problem, or this doesn't work on me, or, you know, whatever. But nobody says to the dogs, you know, you need to take things steady, or you need to be a bit sorry for yourself. And they just go, okay. I mean, seeing these pictures that Sarah's taking of the dogs, it's gorgeous because the one thing that's shining through is they're still a dog. They still have fun. They still, you know, go at life pretty much full pelt, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it doesn't affect him at all.
No, it doesn't. Oh, brilliant.
Stop him from doing anything.
And he sounds full of character and full of energy. Oh, so, yeah.
He is, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So is there anything else that you would like people to know about, you know, three-legged dogs or life with a three-legged dog?
I'll have to think. I think in a positive light, you do get to meet a lot of people, because quite a lot of people will stop and talk to you, and that's quite nice. I mean, when you're out with a dog anyways, usually and somebody else has got a dog, they'll stop and say hello, but even more so with him, and then they kind of open up to you and you start chatting about other stuff. So that's quite positive.
Yeah.
You're just talking face to face with people, because, you know, a lot of stuff's done online and, you know, all the social media. So it's quite nice to just have a chat with somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
I think they're just all of them are amazing, these three-legged dogs.
Yeah.
And I think they adapt much better than a human would.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think as well, that part of that is the psychological stuff that we put ourselves through. And you can't avoid some of it, but, you know, you put yourself through more than you need to.
Yeah. I mean, I did feel bad because you can't tell them what's happening and you can't tell them what to expect and yeah. you can't say you're all going to get better. But in a way, that's probably good that he doesn't know any of that because he just gets on with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he doesn't know what to expect and he's just quite happy being here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But you do sort of want to say to them, look, you know, straight after the operation, this is temporary. Yeah. This will get better. It's tough, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
It is very tough,
If anybody was thinking of adopting a three-legged dog, or you know maybe they're facing this decision with their own dog, is there any advice you'd give them?
I think if someone had said to me before and this happened to Archie, would you rescue a three-legged dog? I would say no, definitely not. It'd be too much hard work. They'll have lots of health problems, you know, and I would just think it wasn't a good idea. But now I've been through it. I would say it's just like a dog would just be like having a four-legged dog.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it's just the same. Yeah,
yeah. You hear that from a lot of people. I'm sure there's. I'm sure there might be some cases not, but you do hear that from a lot of people. It's not necessarily.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Bless him. No, I'm glad that's the dog. She's okay. Good, good. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think we've covered everything. Yeah.
Okay, smashing, jolly good.
He nearly was on Twitter when he managed to get through a fence into a schoolyard and the children were outside doing PE and I couldn't get them out and I could hear the children screaming, oh, there's a three-legged dog coming towards me. Luckily, I knew the teacher and she brought him round to reception and I got him. That was so funny.
Bless him.
No. So he still gets up to mischief.
Good for Archie. All the best dogs and people get up to a bit of mischief. You can see Sarah Loveland's portraits of Archie and all the Tripod Superdogs at sarahloveland.com and look out for the hashtag Tripod Superdogs on social media. Hear more from Julie at dogcastradio.com. Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs.